Jeeja, Savar Kiyeja! Welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. I'm your host Vidya and this show is brought to you by Safari Kid. SafariKidCA.com and SafariKidUSA.com. So parents, you've had 2 weeks of summer vacation. If your kids are still at home, I think you're ready to tear your hair out by now. So what do? You have summer camp. That's what summer camp is for parents. Summer camp is for parents to have a little peace of mind. No, I'm just kidding. But Safari Kid offers a wonderful array of summer camps and it has so many locations around the Bay Area that you're sure to find one that's close to you. And best of all, they have the coolest stuff going on in summer camp. Their kids can participate in chess, in robotics. They go on field trips. They learn public speaking. So it's a wide array of activities. And so they won't be bored for a single minute. They'll be with kids their age and out of your hair. It's a win-win. SafariKidCA.com, Michael. SafariKidCA.com and SafariKidUSA.com. Be sure to go to the website and check out their summer camp offerings. And of course, to check out the locations because wherever you happen to be in the Bay Area, I'm sure there is a Safari Kid location right next to you. Next, do like us on our Facebook page. That's the Safari Quiz Show. Safari Quiz Show is the name of our Facebook page and do be sure to like us on that. We're waiting for a big enough number of likes so that we can start offering prizes on the Facebook page also, because I know parents like quizzing as much as the kids do, because a lot of our parents listen to the show and I think they play along too. It's maybe a little bit of a secret, but I think they play along. Also, we have this new initiative that we began a couple of weeks ago where we've showcased kid musicians on the show. Now, there are a couple of ways of doing this. You can either send us an MP3 of the recording of your child's performance, or you can send us a YouTube link if the recording has been uploaded to YouTube. Both ways work. From the emails that I've been receiving so far, I get the sense that parents are a little hesitant to send in the recordings because they feel that the recording isn't polished enough or it's not professional enough. But that's not the point of this exercise. The idea is that many of our kids are putting in the hard work of learning a musical instrument or learning to sing. What we want to do is to give them a big pat on the back and say, keep it up, because this is worth something. It's worth the discipline you learn. It's worth the pure joy of music that you learn, and it's worth the hard work and effort that you put in. So even if it's a very basic recording, if they're just doing do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti on whatever instrument they happen to have picked up or they're singing, send it to us. It doesn't have to fill up the entire break for us. We play it during the breaks, but if it's a short piece, we just go on to our next piece of music. What we want to say is, hey, look at this kid. He or she is putting in the time and the effort to learn a musical instrument. I actually recently took up playing the violin myself, and I know how hard it is. And I know how much dedication it takes to get up every day and play when you know that your playing does not sound very good. It takes a long time, many years, before you get the satisfaction of knowing that something you played sounds really, really good. We don't want to wait till your kid gets to that stage. Even if it is a simple piece that they've played in their first recital in their music school, we'd like to hear it. So don't hesitate. Just send us that piece at safariquizshow@gmail.com. Today we have a double treat. We originally had a piece scheduled by Anika Raghavan. She is a 10-year-old who's going to be playing a piano piece, which is Let It Go, which is a very, very popular song from the Disney movie Frozen. And we are going to be playing that during our second break. We had already announced this, so we're going to go ahead and do this during our second break. So if you have tuned in to listen to Anika play, please hang on. In the second break, we're going to play this piece. But we have another treat for you. In the first break, one of our contestants today has brought in her younger brother along, and he plays the clarinet. And he's going to be actually giving you a piece live on air. And I hope that encourages all of you listening to send in those pieces to us today as well. SafariQuizShow@gmail.com. SafariQuizShow@gmail.com. Don't forget to send in your child's recording for the show. All right, that was a long introduction and our kids have been waiting very patiently here. They all graduated third grade and they're going on to fourth grade in the fall. And let's meet our contestants today. I think they did some shuffling while I was doing my intro speech, so I don't know who is who. So I'll let them introduce themselves. This is Veda. Have I got that right, Veda? Welcome to the show and speak into the mic so everybody can listen to you. Veda is our first contestant. Veda, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm 8 years old and I love to play the violin.
All right. She's a fellow violin enthusiast. What are you playing on violin these days?
Minuet 3, and I only have 2 more songs to graduate to the second
next book. Yeah. What's your book called?
Volume 1
of strings.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I'm looking forward to that. Is it? Did your mother send in a piece?
Yeah.
By you. So we're going to actually hear Veda's piece perhaps as early as next week. So that'll be very, very cool. So Veda, congratulations on that. I didn't hear it. I didn't get the piece early enough. Otherwise, we could have probably played it today as well. But I'm really looking forward to hearing your piece next week. So congratulations. And our next contestant is Shruti. Welcome to the show, Shruti. I think you're very far away from the mic, so why don't you just bring it to yourself a little bit and tell us a little bit about yourself. What are you doing for the summer? Shruti has been on the show before. So
yeah.
So tell us a little bit about what you're doing in the summer.
In the summer, I might go to Legoland. So.
All right. So did you see the Lego movie?
No, so I want to see it.
Yes, so you have to see the Lego movie before you go to Legoland, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to know a little bit about the stuff. But do you like to play Legos?
I have a Lego set, but me and my sister play it when we're, like, really bored. Like, we played everything and we don't know what to play.
What do you make with it?
Well, we have this instructions to how to make a house, a car, a cycle, and everything.
All right. No weapons.
No
armies.
Weapons. No.
Are they pink Legos?
Yeah, they're Lego friends.
Lego friends.
Yeah.
Okay. And how old is your sister?
She's 7. So I think she was on the show before too.
She was on the show before too. So you have a couple of very bright siblings. Welcome to the show, Shruti. Welcome back to the show, I would say. And welcome back to the show, Sharvani.
Hi, my name is Sharvani, and I also play the violin.
All right. So I hope to hear from you too soon.
And then I like to play jump rope. Like, I like to play jump rope really fast.
In a group?
With
other people?
Mm-hmm. No, I do it, like, usually myself, sometimes in a contest. And then I like to watch Star Wars.
Star Wars?
Yeah.
Nice. Which is your favorite movie of the 6?
I love the 6th one. I like to watch it over and over on my computer.
Which is the 6th one? Is it the 3rd one or the 6th one? Because I always get confused. Are you talking about Return of the Jedi?
Yeah.
Ah, she's a purist. The original 3rd one. All right. Here's a Star Wars enthusiast. I have to say, I'm a little bit of a Star Wars and a little bit of a Star Trek enthusiast. So I like both of them. What about you? Do you watch Star Trek too?
No.
So Star Wars it is. Cool. So that was Sarvani, and well, very much welcome to the show, and we hope to hear from her violin piece also at some point in the future. That would be awesome. But I know the girls are getting antsy and ready to start today's round, today's episode. And the categories that we have today are Animal Jumble, Words Starting with the Letter C-A-T, and Desserts. Desserts. That's a fun category. I really enjoyed making the questions for that one. But for the Animal Jumble category, so I want everybody to take a minute and go and grab a paper and pencil, because I'm going to be giving the letters out, and then the kids are going to come up with the animal that the letters represent. So the contestants in the studio today have a paper and pen in front of them. So please, everybody, test and make sure that your pens are working while we give a minute to our players along at home to pick out their paper and pencil and be ready. Animal Jumble will be our first category. And today I don't have Miss Anu to help me, so I'm also taking a minute to make sure I have all my points to give out. And we'll do a buzzer check really soon. No? Not working?
Okay. Oh, it's working. Okay.
All right. Everybody's pencils working? Pens working?
Yeah.
Let's test our buzzers. Some of them you may be just be able to do by hearing the letters. You don't even have to write them. So don't think you have to write, because it is, after all, a speed game. All right. So buzzers are also working. Ready?
Yeah.
You might be able to do this without it, so use that only if you can't. All right, here's the thing. All the words that I'm going to say today are actually other words, but the letters form the name of an animal. Like, for instance, this is the first question. Ready? Raptor, R-A-P-T-O-R, and the animal is a hook-nosed bird. A hook-nosed bird. If you know it, buzz. A raptor, a hook-nosed bird. Michael, did you get it? Ah, he got it. Oh, if you know the answer, you have to buzz. No raising hands. A hook-nosed bird. Okay, if I give one addition. All right. Parrot. Very good. 10 points. And that was Shruti. All right. Question number two. Danger. Danger. A male goose. Danger. Danger. You know, Michael, I think I have to bring some prizes for you one day and see how many you get. And if you get the most number of points, then you get a prize. All right. Danger. D-A-N-G-E-R. Male goose. Male goose. Think of the nursery rhyme. Male. What's that? Oh, you. Michael says he it should be third grade level for him. That's fair. Go for it.
Gender.
What's that?
Gender.
Gender is not correct. Minus 5 for you. Let me remember to keep track of that. And question passes to Shruti.
Yes.
No idea. Hey, you girls, by the way, you have to speak really into your mics because otherwise we can't hear.
Pass.
It's think of the nursery rhyme. That's a clue. Male goose.
Nursery rhyme.
Mm-hmm. Male goose. Danger. This is the generation that has not grown up on nursery rhymes. I can tell. Do you know it?
No.
Pass. Gander. Goosey, gander.
Oh, yeah.
Goosey, gander. All right. Ready for the third one? I wonder how many kids at home got that one. Question number three. Shear. S-H-E-A-R. Shear. Hopping animals.
Shear.
Hopping animals. Yep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I went to, you know, Michael, I went to Denver recently. Did you get that one? Shear. S-H-E-A-R. Hopping animals. And there were so many of them just wandering around in the neighborhood eating the lawn up. Hopping animals. Shear. Animals. Remember, this is a plural. Shear. S-H-E-A-R. Hopping animals. Hopping animals. If you know it, buzz. Do not raise your hand. I'm sure there are kids in the... Uh-oh. Michael is doing a little visual clue. Yes, that is a correct visual clue. You know, when they know the answer, they're going to like, oh, no. Was that it? That was so easy. Does everybody say pass? I'm not going to wait too long.
Okay.
Pass. Hairs. H-A-R-E-S. Hairs.
H-A-R-E-S.
Hair. A hair is a rabbit.
Oh.
Oh, okay. So we did not know that animal. All right. Next one, I think it should be easy. Question number four. Nicest. N-I-C-E-S-T. N-I-C-E-S-T. Another name for bug.
Nicest.
Oh!
Insect.
Yeah. It's all
insect.
Light. Yes, you got it. That was Sarvani and she got insect. Very good. Number five. Looped. L-O-O-P-E-D. Looped. L-O-O-P-E-D. A kind of dog. Looped. L-O-O-P-E-D. A kind of dog.
Poodle.
Very good. 10 points to Shruti. Question number six. Doing, D-O-I-N-G, wild dog, doing,
wild dog.
A wild dog. I think Michael got 9 out of 10 or something on this one. Doing, wild dog.
Wild dog.
Wild Australian dog. Doing, D-O-I-N-G, wild Australian dog. No, I can see a blank. No? Wild dog. Nope. It is not ringing any bells here. I should have done this as a listener special, maybe next week. It's dingo. Dingo. Yes, dingo. Dingo. All right. Number 7. Went. W-E-N-T. Kind of salamander. W-E-N-T. What's kind of salamander? It's an amphibian.
Twen?
W-E-N-T.
A newt.
A newt. Very good. 10 points to Sarvani. I love the way she goes, I got it. All right. Number 8. Aunt. A-U-N-T. A-U-N-T. Kind of fish. Aunt. Kind of fish. Aunt. Yes.
Tuna.
Very good. That was Shruti. Number 9. Carob. C-A-R-O-B.
Carob?
Kind of snake.
Wait, what's the spelling?
C-A-R-O-B.
Cobra.
Very good. 10 points to Sarvani. And last one. Paroled. P-A-R-O-L-E-D. P-A-R-O-L-E-D. A carnivorous animal. Name of a carnivorous animal. P-A-R-O-L-E-D. Paroled. A kind of carnivorous animal. Okay, if I give you the next clue, it'll...
Leopard.
Very good. She gets 5 points, but she was wrong about something. But at least she's got points on the board. All right. Good job. This is still anybody's game. I don't think anybody had an overwhelming lead at this point. So we are going to go to our listener question now. Our listener question, this is not for the kids in the studio. So if you know it, doesn't matter. Don't buzz. And we're still in the category animal jumble. So I hope everybody's got their pen and paper ready. And yes, you can play, but you can't blurt out the answer live. Okay, kids? Here's the word. Nosher. N-O-S-H-E-R. N-O-S-H-E-R. And the clue is water birds. Water birds. Michael, shall we see? Yeah, all right. Hi, you're on the air. No, I think that was an early call. Yeah, let's see that. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? No. Let me say that again. N-O-S-H-E-R. Nosher. Water birds. N-O-S-H-E-R. Girls, did anybody of you get it in the studio?
No.
Ooh, it stumped our callers today. Okay, let's see that. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja. And I think the answer is heron.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Go for it. Hello?
Hi, my name is...
Yes, your name is?
Hello, my name is Sahana, and the answer is heron.
Thank you, Sahana. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Amit, and my answer is Sharon.
What's your name again?
Anoop.
Anoop.
A-N-O-O-P.
Yes. All right. Thank you, Anoop. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Yash, and the answer is Heron.
Thank you, Yash. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Suvina, and I think the answer is Sharon.
That was Suvina?
Yes.
And what's your name again? What's your answer again? And thank you, Suvina. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Sabina, and the answer is Heron.
Thank you, Sabina. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Madhav, and the answer is Heron.
Thank you, Madhav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Sanjeev, and I think the answer is Heron.
Is that Sanjeev?
Yeah.
Thank you. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Satvik and the answer is Heron.
Thank you, Satvik. Hi, you're on the air. Hello.
Heron.
Thank you, Ignor. And I think that Ignor was the last caller for our first question. But before we go on break, we want to introduce our first showcase musician. He's actually going to be playing this live in the studio for us. Let me take a minute to get him set up. He's going to be using... His name is Raghuram. Did I get that right?
Yes.
You speak into the mic.
Yes.
Speak into the mic.
Yes.
Even louder?
Yes.
All right, perfect. And now Raghuram is going to be playing a small clarinet piece for us. And I'm so happy that he took the time to come to the studio today and play the piece. Go for it, Raghuram. That was really, really nice. And Raghuram, tell me a little bit about yourself. How old are you?
I'm 7.
Awesome. And how long have you been playing the clarinet? Learning the clarinet, I would say.
When I was 6.
So you've been learning it for a year?
Yes.
Well, you play very well for someone who's just been learning it for a year. For those who don't know, clarinet is actually not an easy instrument to master. It's half his size, bigger than half his size. So that is something really special. And thank you so much, Raghuram, for coming to the studio today and playing for us.
Thank you.
All right. Awesome. So that was Raghuram. And that is one way of doing this. I think we could do this. So if you think your child would like to come to the studio and play live because the recording is not very clear or you don't have the facilities to record, please go to Radio Zindagi and look up the studio address. And of course, please write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com letting us know that you're going to be there in person to play and so that we can schedule it accordingly. Because of Raghuram's unexpected visit today, we are going to have 2 showcase pieces. And yes, of course, that's wonderful. But we would like to give you a solo spot if that's possible. So that was Raghuram playing Silver Moon Boat, a Chinese folk song on the clarinet. It was a pleasure to have him. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll see who the listener winner was as well as how the kids in the studio are doing. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. This is your host, Vidya, saying, Jiye Ja, Sawal Kiye Ja. Quiz Show, this is your host Vidya here with Veda, Shruti and Sarvani. They're both going to be going to 4th grade in the fall. Are you guys friends?
Yes,
they're friends too. So there's a nice sense of competition going on here. And before we see how they're doing in the studio, a couple of things. We just heard from Raghuram on the clarinet before the break, and that was a really beautiful little simple piece. He's a new beginner listener, so you can see you don't have to be perfect at the instrument you're playing to be featured on the show. He played a simple piece, but it was played beautifully, and we really appreciate that. So do send us your pieces at safariquizshow@gmail.com. And let's see what the listener answer was. First of all, the question was, we're doing an animal jumble category, and we had the word nosher, N-O-S-H-E-R. The clue was water birds, and yes, everybody got it right. It's herons is the word that we're looking for. And from all the correct answers, Sarvani has picked the winner. Sarvani, who is the winner?
The winner for the first listener question is Anoop.
Anoop. All right. Congratulations, Anoop. Please write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. Please do so today. Thank you. And let's see how the kids in the studio are doing after our first animal jumble round. First of all, let's go to Veda.
5 points.
Into the mic.
I have 5 points.
Veda has 5 points. And Shruti?
I have 30 points.
30 points. And what about Sarvani?
30 points.
30 points. Oh my goodness. Is this going to be one of those tiebreaker games? We don't know. And Veda, it could be still anybody's game. Got it? Because we have 2 more categories with 20 more questions. All right. Ready? Let's do a quick buzzer check. Make sure everybody's got their buzzers working. And this one, you won't need any paper pencil. Just your quick thinking. We are going to the category words starting with C-A-T. Words starting with C-A-T. Ready for the first question?
Yeah.
Small bug that becomes a butterfly.
Caterpillar.
No, that was Shruti. Yes. Buzz. Hold the buzzer in your hand. That's the only way you can do this. All right. Question number 2. A device that can launch a big stone into the air.
Catapult.
That was Sarvani, who remembered to buzz quickly this time. Question number 3. Cows, buffaloes, bison are all this. Cows, buffaloes, bison are all this. They're all known by this term.
My dad told
Remember, it starts with C-A-T. How many more letters are there anyway?
My dad told me and I forgot.
Okay, speak into the mic.
My dad told me and I forgot.
Cows, buffaloes, bison are all this.
Yeah.
What are they? No? Nobody wants to take a guess?
No.
Cattle.
Oh,
cattle.
Yeah.
Of course. Question number 4. When you have somebody professional come and serve food at your party, you are doing this.
Catering.
Very good. 10 points to Veda.
Forgetting.
All right. Question number 5. You play this with a ball.
Catch.
Catch is right. Very good.
How could I have forgotten?
10 points to Veda again. Question number 6. A kind of Christian church usually large and beautiful.
Catholic church.
No, a kind of church.
Oh.
Yes, well, I know what you mean. I won't penalize you because the question was a little vague, but I said usually large and beautiful. It's a physical building. It's a building.
That's a name of a
kind of Christian church building, usually large and beautiful. It's open to everybody because the question was vague. So if you think you know it, Veda, you can still buzz in. I'm opening it to everybody. A kind of Christian church building, usually large and beautiful. There is one called Grace This in San Francisco. Mm-hmm.
Pass.
It's cathedral. Cathedral. Question number 7. A list of items, usually in some order. You usually...
A category.
It's not a list. A category is just a bunching...
Categorize.
Nope. Minus 5.
Catalog
is... Oh, a question actually passed to her. Did you know the answer? No. She's being honest. So, here... 5 points to you, okay. And 5 points to her. All right, catalog. That's right. A category is a grouping. It's not a list.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah. Question number 8. Disease which causes clouding of the eye. You get this. Clouding of the eye. You know, my grandmother had this, Michael. Then she got laser surgery for it. And now she doesn't even need glasses. That's amazing.
Oh, cataracts.
There you go. 10 points. Cataracts to Sarvani. Okay, question number 9. When you sleep for a very short time.
Catnap.
Excellent. 10 points to Veda. And last question of this category. The runway on which a model models.
Catwalk.
Yes, catwalk is right. Finally, the... light went on for Shruti. All right, this question everybody knows, but please don't buzz because it's for our listeners. 510-770-1550. 510-770-1550. In the category word starting with C-A-T. Pope Francis is the head of this church. Let's go to our first caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name's Nikki, and I think the answer is Catholic.
Thank you, Nikki. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Madhav, and the answer is Catholic Church.
Thank you, Madhav. Hi, you're on the air. Wow, feedback. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is Catholic.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Yash, and the answer is Catholic.
Thank you, Yash. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Sabina, and I think the answer is Catholic.
Thank you, Sabina. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Shreya, and the answer is Catholic Church.
That's Shreya. Thank you, Shreya. Hi, you're on the air.
Catholic.
What's your name?
Hi, my name's Ishan, and I think the answer is Catholic.
Thank you, Ishan. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Satvik, and the answer is Catholic.
Thank you, Satvik. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Sahana, and the answer is Catholic Church.
Thank you, Sahana. And last question for this round. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes. What's your name?
Hi, my name is Ishan, and the answer is Catholic.
Hey, I already had another Ishan. So, Ishan, what's your last name?
Hello, Molly.
What's that?
L-O-M-A-R-I.
Anomari. Ishan Anomari. Got it. Perfect. So Ishan Anomari was the last caller for question number two, listener question number two. So when we go on break, we're going to be listening to our showcase music piece. This one is by Anika Raghavan. She's an accomplished pianist and she also happens to be a very good TT player. We're going to be playing her piece from the movie Frozen, Let It Go. It's a piano piece and we're very proud to carry it on the show today.
Tax season will be here any minute.
Instead of that is the wrong piece. That is not Anika's piece. So, Michael, can we play her piece, please?
They also do accounting.
Okay, let's listen to this ad, and then Michael is going to play this piece.
Call them at 510-825-7563 or visit www.sanjeevcpa.com. That's S-A-N-J-I-V-C-P-A.com. And if you mention the Safari Quiz Show, you get a...
Looks like Michael is having some trouble with the piece.
Don't waste another minute. Visit
www.sanjeevcpa.com. Can you turn down the ad? We're not playing this ad anymore, by the way. And... Michael has some trouble with the piece, so we're going to play it in the third break. And we're going to play our regular musical break right now while Shruti picks out the winner of our second listener question. Jeja, Sawal Kiyeja!
The Safari Quiz Show!
Jeja, Sawal Kiyeja! Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. I apologize for the mistake we made before the break. We were going to play a piece by Anika Raghavan. We are going to now do that in the third break. So right now, let's just quickly get to our first, firstly, our listener question winner. Our listener question was in the word starting with cat category. Pope Francis is the head of this church. And yes, everybody got it right. It is indeed the Catholic Church. And the winner has been picked this time by Shruti. Shruti, who's the winner of the second listener?
The winner for the listener two question was Shreya.
Shreya, all right. Shreya. Congratulations. Write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com. Don't forget to do that today. And don't forget to mention your question and answer as well. All right. We don't have a lot of time today. So let's see how the kids in the studio are doing. Veda, how many points do you have?
35.
Very good. And Shruti?
55.
Into the mic.
55.
There you go. And Sarvani?
45.
Wow. 35, 45, 55. This is really anybody's game. That's really, really close. So let's move on to our last category for today, which is desserts. Desserts. Who doesn't like desserts? It was fun to do the questions for this category. Really? Wow.
Not me.
I should have. I know. I almost did. I didn't have time, otherwise I would have. Then I also didn't realize our kids are brought. The kids who come to our studio are brought up really, really well. For all you know, their parents may not have allowed them to have any. So I didn't want to take a chance. All right. That's true. Michael could certainly have some desserts. So desserts category. Here's the first question. Ready? Oh, let's do a buzzer check. Wait, yours is done. And Sarvani, perfect. Desserts. First one. Dessert most associated with being a patriotic American. When you say as American as, or a symbol of American prosperity and pride. Which dessert do you most associate with America?
I don't want to get it wrong.
Guess. I totally appreciate guessers. What's the harm? Come on, Shruti. If you know it, you have to guess.
Chocolate?
No, that is not correct. But that's okay. That was a good guess. Chocolate is maybe a Belgian national dessert or something, but not American. Anybody else have... actually, the question passes to Sarvani.
Pass.
It's apple pie.
Oh.
Apple pie. As American as apple pie. All right, here's the next one. This dessert is made of pie crust on the bottom and a mixture of cheese, eggs and sugar on top.
Pizza.
It's a dessert.
Oh, okay.
-5. This dessert is made of pie crust at the bottom and a mixture of cheese, eggs and sugar on top. Actually, it's a past question now. Question passes to Sarvani.
Cheesecake?
Cheesecake. That is correct. 5 points to her. Question number 3. Indian sweet featuring small brown milk balls soaking in sugar syrup. Indian sweet featuring small...
Rasmalai.
No, that is not correct. -5. Wait. It's a past question, so no need to buzz anymore. It's a small brown milk ball soaking in sugar syrup. Veda.
Gulab jamun.
Gulab jamun it is. Here we go. All right, question number 4. Rich sweet pastry made of layers of phyllo filled with chopped nuts and sweetened and held together with syrup or honey. Very Turkish dessert. Rich sweet pastry made of layers of phyllo dough filled with chopped nuts and sweetened and held together with syrup or honey. It's a very representative of the Middle East, but especially Turkey. My mouth is watering just as reading the description. Is it? You know, but there's a really nice place, let me tell you after the show, which serves this dessert not very sweet. I see a blank. Should I just tell you?
Yeah.
Baklava.
Oh, yeah.
Baklava. It is such a delicious thing. Make sure you ask your parents to get you some. Question number 5. Belgian dessert made by cooking dough between two plates so that you have the imprint of the plate left on it, usually served with fruit and syrup. Belgian dessert, well, it's sort of a dessert, it's sort of a breakfast dish as well. Made by cooking dough between two plates so that you see the mark of the plates on the dessert. Usually served with fruit and syrup. You know, you're going to kick yourself when I give you the answer. And the kids at home are thinking, I should be on the Safari Quiz Show. I know the answer to that one. Well, if you think you do, please write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. Belgian dessert, a Belgian breakfast dish made by cooking dough between two plates, served with fruit and syrup. You had that for breakfast? Michael had that for breakfast today. There you go. No.
I don't remember.
Waffles.
Oh my gosh.
I told you they'd kick themselves. All right, question number 6. This may be a little tougher. Round or rectangular pastries from China filled with red bean or lotus seed paste. Round pastries from China filled with red bean or lotus seed paste. Usually they're round, and their round shape suggests the name as well. So that's another clue. Their round shape suggests their name. Round pastries from China filled with red bean or lotus seed paste. Any clue?
No.
Mooncakes.
No. Oh.
Mooncakes.
Oh my God.
Question number 7. German cake that consists of several layers of chocolate cake with whipped cream and cherries between each layer and shaved chocolate on top. German cake that consists of several layers of chocolate cake with whipped cream and cherries between each layer and usually shaved chocolate on top. The name refers to a region in the country. German cake. No. Oh my gosh. Black forest cake. You did not know this one. Okay, this one also is... Okay, how about this one? Question number 8. Popular coffee-flavored Italian dessert... I think you know it. Ooh... I didn't finish it, so I'm going to finish the question, and the answer is open to the other two for buzzing in, because I didn't finish the question. Popular coffee-flavored Italian dessert, it's made of ladyfingers dipped in coffee, layered with a whipped mixture of egg yolks, egg whites, sugar, and cheese, flavored with cocoa.
What is it?
Cocoa-based, cocoa, coffee,
I know.
Eggs and cheese, and yummy taste. Italian dessert. It's very classically Italian. If you go to an Italian restaurant, you will find this on the menu, most likely.
Oh my gosh,
no? Did you get it finally?
I know it, but I forgot.
It's on the tip of your tongue. Now, I think Sarvani and Shruti certainly don't have an idea. It's tiramisu.
Oh.
Tiramisu. Alright, this one everybody will know, so please pay attention. Question number 9. South Asian pudding made by boiling rice or broken wheat or vermicelli with milk and sugar. It's flavored with cardamom, raisins, saffron, cashew nuts, pistachios or almonds. South Asian pudding or Indian pudding made by boiling rice or broken wheat or vermicelli with milk and sugar. You can give me your local Indian name for it. I think I know the different names for this thing in India. So you can give me the Hindi name, or you can give me the South Indian name. You can give me the East Indian name. Whatever you think. South Asian pudding. The pudding your mom makes for religious observances.
Oh.
No? No? Indian name?
Oh.
Really?
Oh my God.
Okay, mummies, daddies, whoever does the cooking in the house, this is your little homework for our three contestants.
Okay.
Today you will go and make them this kheer.
Oh.
You will make them kheer or payesh or payasam, whatever you call it. Kheer. Don't tell me you haven't eaten this.
I haven't eaten it. It's so yummy.
It's so yummy, but we forgot the name. All right, question number 10. Long and thin fried dough pastry that's sometimes called a Spanish donut. Long and thin fried dough pastry. It's long and thin.
Churro.
Oh, very
God,
good. Churro. It is. It's
Costco.
Called a Spanish donut. Okay, everybody shush now, because we're going to go to our listener question. No time. So we're going to rush through this. And we also have to listen to our musical showcase piece today. All right. Here's our listener question, 510-770-1550. We have very few minutes, so I'm going to take exactly 10 questions. And the first 10. Flat baked square, usually with chocolate, that has a consistency between a cake and a cookie. Flat baked square, usually with chocolate, that has a consistency between a cake and a cookie. Let's go to our first caller. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Okay, next caller. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? No, let's go to our next one. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Go for it. What's your name?
My name is Sonia.
Sonia, and what's your answer, Sonia?
What's the question?
Flat baked square, usually with chocolate, that has a consistency between a cake and a cookie. No, next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Yash, and the answer is brownie.
Thank you, Yash. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Parth.
Yes, and
it's brownie.
And what's your name again?
Parth.
Arth. Okay. All right, thank you, Arth. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Nikki, and I think the answer is brownie.
Thank you, Nikki. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Sabina, and I think the answer is a brownie.
Thank you, Sabina. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Satvik, and the answer is a brownie.
Thank you, Satvik. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Mihir. My answer is brownie.
Thank you, Mihir. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Anna, and I think the answer is brownie.
What's your name again?
Anay.
How do you spell it?
A-N-A-Y.
Anay, all right. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Shivam, and the answer is brownie.
Thank you, Shivam. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Suvina, and the answer is brownie.
Suvina. Thank you, Suvina. Suvina was the last, I think we have one more caller. Yes. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Neha, and my answer is brownie.
What's your name again?
Neha.
Thank you, Neha. Neha was the last caller. And now let's listen to Anika Raghavan's piece on the piano, Let It Go, from the movie Frozen.
The Safari Quiz Show.
Jija. That beautiful piece was by Anika Raghavan on the piano, Let It Go. I think every girl who was listening to that definitely knew and was singing along. So that was beautiful. Let's give her a big round of applause. Well done. And if you want to send in your child's musical piece, safariquizshow@gmail.com. So we don't have much time, so we're going to wind it up quickly. Our listener, third listener winner was, well, first of all, the answer was brownie, a flat baked square, usually with chocolate that has a consistency between a cake and a cookie. The answer was brownie. Everybody got it right. And from the correct answers, this time Veda has picked the winner. Veda, who was the winner of the third one?
The winner for the third round was Yash.
Yash, all right. Yash, write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. And let's see how the kids in the studio did. Veda, how many points do you have? Into the mic.
50.
What about you, Shruti?
45.
And Sarvani?
45.
Oh my goodness, Veda came from behind to win the show. Awesome. Very well done. I think the girls had a lot of fun, and I know I did. We are just at the end of time for our show for today. The show was produced by Michael and Anu. The theme tune was composed by Naren Pradhan. This is your host Vidya saying, Jiye Ja,
Sabai Kiye Ja.